大家好。
Greetings, everybody.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为主耶稣告诉我们，如果我们两三个人奉主的名，聚会的时候，主你会与我们同在。
Because the Lord told us that if there is two or three gathered together in His name, He will be with us.
我们感谢主耶稣今天与我们同在。
We thank the Lord be with us today.
我们求主把恩典跟能力赐给这个教会。
We ask, we pray for our Lord to give grace and the power to this church.
特别在现在这个时候，他教会在寻找牧师的时候，求主加添他们力量。
Especially now, when the church, while the church is seeking for a pastor, Lord, please grant them strength.
也特别把主你所预备好的仆人带到这个教会里面。
And also, Lord, lead the pastor you already provided for them to this church.
求主今天通过你的话语去鼓励我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Lord, please use your own words to encourage every brother and sisters today.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
有一次呢，我走在这个停车场上面呢，就发现了一条毛虫。
One day I walked in the parking lot. I saw a caterpillar.
那么呢，我就把它收养了。
So I adopted him.
根据呢，我一个昆虫的一个朋友，他很认识昆虫的，他就告诉我呢，他是属于这些 monarch butterfly 的毛虫。
One of my friend who is a specialist in insects, he told me this caterpillar belongs to a monarch butterfly.
那么呢，他这个毛虫呢是吃一些有毒的植物的。
So this caterpillar eats some poison plants.
那么呢，我们就去采这些有毒的植物给它养它。
So we start investigating those plants that give him nutrition.
它呢长得很快，过了一个星期呢，已经长大一倍。
And he grows very fast. After a week, he doubled in size.
有一天呢，他不见了，跑掉了。
One day he's gone, he disappeared.
原来呢，他呢在我的电话线上面呢借了一个蛹。
Finally, I found out that he's on one of my telephone line, and he became a pupa.
那么呢，这个蛹呢其实很漂亮的，你看见呢，它是碧绿色。颜色还有呢，就是有一条金丝的线在上面。
This pupa looks very beautiful. He's kind of greenish color, and has a golden line in there on his body.
再过十天呢，他就破蛹而出，成为一个蝴蝶了。
After another 10 days, he just break out of the pupa and become a butterfly.
毛虫呢本来就是蝴蝶。
Caterpillar originally is a butterfly.
它有蝴蝶的生命在它中里面。
He has this life of butterfly in him.
但是呢，当它是一条毛虫的时候呢，它过的生活呢就跟一般的害虫没有什么分别了。
When he is a caterpillar, he just live a life like other.
直到有一天呢，他经过一个蜕变以后呢，他就变成一个漂亮的蝴蝶。
It's just so after one day's transformation, and he become a very beautiful butterfly.
这个毛虫呢，它不再好像毛虫一样呢吃这些有毒的植物。
He's no longer eating those poison plants like the caterpillar.
他却是到这些很漂亮的花朵里面呢去吃这些花蜜。
He goes to the beautiful flower, he sucks the
也成为了农夫的一个好的帮手。
And he became the helper of the farmer.
其实呢，我们基督徒呢，也好像一条毛虫一样。
Our Christians sometimes like the caterpillar too.
当我们刚刚信耶稣的时候呢，其实我们没有马上的改变过来。
When we just accept our Lord Jesus, we didn't change completely.
我们呢过的生活、长的话，都跟一些还没信耶稣的人没有两样。
Sometimes we live a life or we talk just like the unbelievers.
直到有一天呢，我们有一个蜕变在我们的身上。
Until one day, there is a transformation happened on us.
这一个蜕变呢，就是罗马书十二章第一到第二节所讲的。
This transformation is described in Romans chapter 12.
我形容呢，罗马书十二章一到二节呢，是一个好像呢一个我们进入成圣。的路的一道门一样。
I describe Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 as our gate towards the sanctification.
如果你没有十二章一到二节这个决定的时候呢，你不可能成功的把你的信仰行在生活当中。
If you haven't made a decision according to Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to 2, you haven't lived your faith in your life yet.
所以保罗呢，如果你看罗马书的结构的时候，他先讲了这个决定，再把呢我们平常成圣生活要做什么事情呢，那么透就在十二章第三节到十五章才交代出来。
So Paul first declared this decision clearly in Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2. Then he continually explains what is the Christian's life look like in the following chapters.
我总结罗马书十二章一到二节呢，用三句话来总结。
I concluded Romans chapter 12 with these three sentences.
它是一个一次的决定。
It is a one-time decision.
也是一个每一天的更新。
And it also is a daily transformation.
也是一个一生人的一个经历。
And it is also a lifetime experience.
我们今天呢只focus 就是在第一点，就是呢这个是一次的一个决定。
Today we only focus on the first one, the one-time decision.
罗马书的十二章的第一节呢，简单来说呢，就是保罗希望基督徒把自己全然的献给神。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1 simply we can simplify it. Paul just want to give the Christians the idea of the book of Romans.
就是呢，我们要把自己全然的献给神。
We as Christians, we should offer ourselves completely to God.
在第一节里面呢，他讲到将身体献上，这个献这个字呢，有一种意思在里面呢，就是一个一次过的献给神。
In verse 1, he talk about we offer our body to God.This offer is a one-time decision.
原因呢，在希腊文里面呢，有一个 tense 叫 aorist tense.
In the Greek grammar, this tense is
an aorist tense.
Aorist tense
是我们英文没有的。
We can't find it in English.
这个呢，就是如果你看，如果时间是一条线，那么 aorist tense 就是一点。
If we describe time is a line, then this aorist tense is just one point.
它不是一个过程，是一个好像一点在一个时间上线的上面。
It is not a process, but it is a point on that line.
所以呢，他就告诉我们，保罗其实他特别用这个tense 的时候呢，就告诉弟兄姊妹， 你不要犹犹豫不决，却你要做一个确定，在你人生里面，就是你要不要把自己献给神。
Paul used this tense trying to tell the Christians, don't be hesitant. You just make this decision at this one point.
这个也是好像主耶稣呢曾经，在路加福音里面呢，在路加福音里面呢，他曾经告诉我们，人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒，是同一个意思。
It's just like when Paul told the his disciples, when Jesus told his disciples in the book of Luke, he said, if one do not give up everything for Jesus Christ, he's not worthy of him.
所以当我们做这个决定的时候呢，我们必须要计算这个代价。
So when we make these decisions, we need to calculate the cost.
第二，让你看见保罗在第一节里面呢，他用的语气呢是一个劝勉的一个语气。
And also, Paul used the persuasion kind of talking to describe in this verse.
保罗呢是一个使徒啊。
Paul is an apostle.
所以呢，其实他可以命令教会的弟兄姐妹。你们要把自己献给神。
He certainly can command the church. You need to offer yourself to God.
但是保罗没有用这个方法。
But Paul didn't do this way.
他呢希望弟兄姊妹呢是你甘心情愿的把自己献给神。
He hopes the brothers and sisters to offer themselves willingly.
为什么保罗选择这个方法呢？因为他知道呢，唯一能够坚持到底的决定呢，是一个你甘心情愿的决定。
Because Paul knows if they can persevere, that they have to willingly give themselves to God.
你今年年头的时候有没有立志做什么事情呢？
At the beginning of the year, did you make a resolution?
有人呢立志今年要减肥十磅。
Some people might say I want to lose 10 pounds this year.
有些可能年轻人他立志暑假的时候他要预备好SAT 的考试。
Some young people might make a decision they need to prepare and get ready for the SAT test.
但是后来我们的发觉呢，其实都做不到。
But eventually we found out we cannot do it.
原因在什么呢？
Why?
原因就是这些决定呢，其实不是这个人的决定。
Because those decisions are not made willingly.
减肥的决定可能是你的配偶告诉你你要做的决定。
Losing weight might be the decision that your spouse wants you to do it.
暑假要念书这个决定大概是你父母告诉你的一个决定。
And get ready for the test.Make.
如果你不是甘心情愿的想清楚的，你是心里面同意来做这个决定的，大概你不会坚持到底。
If you are not willingly to make this decision by yourself and do it willingly, that it's a big possibility you cannot stay with this decision.
保罗在这边呢，他十二章的第一节。的开始的他说所以我以神的慈悲劝你们。
And in the beginning of this verse Paul said therefore I urge you.
所以这个字呢告诉我们保罗 这样子劝我们的是有一个原因在背后，这个原因是什么？就是罗马书的第一章到十一章。
Therefore is the word that Paul has described that Paul hasreasons to urge the brothers and sisters because of from Romans chapter 1 to 11.
第一章到十二章就是找到神的福音的大能。
From the previous 11 chapters, Paul described the power of God.
如果我们有经验到神福音的大能，你要经历过神的慈悲怜悯的时候，你才会愿意把自己奉献给神。
If we have experienced the almighty power of God's salvation, and we also experienced God's grace and mercy in our life, we will make this decision willingly.
保罗讲这句话的时候呢，让我想起我年轻的时候读过的一个故事。
When I read Paul saying these things, I remember that I have a story from when I was young.
这个故事呢，也是一个感恩图报的一个故事。
This is the story about gratitude.
这个是在刺客列传里面呢，有一个人物叫豫让。
There's a person called 豫让 in the assassinator, the biography of assassinator.
豫让呢，其实他是一个武士。
He is a person of kung fu.
Is a warrior.
Warrior.
他侍奉的主人呢，这名字叫智伯。
His master's name is.
智伯后来呢，就给他的敌人呢，叫上子杀了。
His master was killed by his enemy, 叫上子。
那么呢，从此以后呢，这个豫让呢，就立志要为他从前的主人呢报仇。
So豫让 made a decision, he will revenge for his master.
第一次，他就当成一个奴隶一样。在叫上子的家里面工作，希望去杀死他。
First, he pretend himself as a slave to work in this his master's tailor's house.
那么呢？但是这个叫上子马上就把他认出来，所以呢，但是呢，他说：“我看你是一个有忠义的人，我就放你了。”
His master's enemy recognized him right away.But he thought he is a faithful person, so he let him go.
第二次呢，豫让呢就改容了。
The second time, 豫让 changed his figure.
他的把这些火炭弃下去，让他的声音改变。
He ate a burning coal and changed his voice.
他让身体呢长很多毒疮。连他自己呢也把他认不出来。
He let himself grow a lot of poison boils on his body. Even his wife cannot recognize him.
但是当他刺杀这个叫上子的时候，又给人发现了。
But when he tried to assassin 赵尚子 and people recognized him again.
但是叫上子还是放他。
But 赵尚子 let him go free again.
最后一次呢，他就躲在这个桥上面等这个叫上子经过的时候，希望把他杀死。
The last time he tried to hide under a bridge when 赵上子 trying to pass, he want to kill him.
但是他最后又是给人发现了。
But he was found out by people again.
那么叫上子呢，他就问豫让一个问题。
And 赵上子 asked him a question.
他说：“豫让，你从前也侍奉过不同的人呢。”
He asked him, "You served many different people before."
好像呢，范氏跟纵横氏，他最后也是给人杀了，但是你没有为你从前的主人报仇啊。
And he served another two people, and these two people also murdered by others. So why don't you kill their murderer?
但是呢，你智伯给我杀了以后呢，你一直要为他报仇呢
？Why you only revenge for this master called 智伯？
那么豫让就简直回答。
And 豫让 answered him.
他说呢，从前的主人呢，他对待我好像对待一个普通人一样。
And the masters before.And they treat me as just like ordinary people.
所以呢，我也对待他好像一个普通人一样啊。
So I treat them as the way they treat me.
但是呢，智伯呢对待我呢就好像一个国家的勇士一样对待我，所以我就用同样的方法对待他。
But智伯 treated me as a warrior of the country, so I treated the same way to him.
那么最后这个教山子说，我已经放了你两次了，这次不可以再放你了。所以呢，你临死之前呢有什么心愿呢？那么他就要求交上子的衣服。
And he asked the robe from 交上子。
那么呢，他就当这个衣服好像交上子的把他杀死，那么最后他自杀，那么这个故事就完了。
So he'll pretend this robe is 交上子， then he will kill this use this way he thought he's killing 交上子， then he will commit suicide。
当我看完这个故事的时候呢，我就想到，为什么玉样会这样子对待他的主人呢？
After I read this story, I'm thinking why 玉让 treated his master this way.
因为他的主人宝贵他。
Because his master cherishes him.
但是我想到我们的主人主耶稣，他爱我们的爱比此智伯的爱更强呢。
And our Lord Jesus Christ also loves us. The love is much more than the love that Yu Yang has to him.
原因就是主耶稣为我们死。
The reason is Jesus Christ died for us.
玉让的主人没有为他死。
But the 玉让 master died for us.
所以如果主耶稣这样子爱我们的时候，我们不应该把我们的生命也交给神吗？
If Jesus Christ loves us so much, why can we give our life for him?
就好像呢在圣经罗马书五章八节呢讲到，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
It's just like described in Romans chapter 5 verse 8.But God demonstrates His own love for us. In this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
还有呢，就是其实神对我们的爱是没有改变的。
Actually, God's love towards us never changed.
我们从来没有对待神呢，好像玉让简直忠心的。
But we never treated God like 玉让 treated His master.
但是神说呢，他的恩赐跟选召是没有后悔的，无论我们是怎么表现，当神拣选我们的时候，他就不会后悔。
Actually, God's love never changed for us. For God's gifts and His call are irrevocable. No matter how we treat God, God already chosen us and He will never change.
所以这个让我们想到，就是你愿不愿意甘心情愿的把自己的生命献给神。
Let us think if we want to willingly give ourselves to God.
保罗在第一节里面呢，还有形容呢，我们奉献给神的这个奉献是一个怎么样的一个奉献。
And Paul also described in verse 1 what kind of the offering to God is.
保罗用了一个图画去形容我们对神的奉献。
Paul used a picture describes how we should make the offering to God.
就好像呢，咒怨里面呢，这些人献祭一样。
It's just like the sacrifice offering in the Old Testament.
但是呢，咒怨里面的献祭呢，都是用动物的。
But in the Old Testament, all the sacrifices are offered.
但是保罗在罗马书十二章一节里面谈到我们的奉献呢，是用我们自己的身体的。
But in Romans chapter 12, when Paul said this offering, he's talking about ourselves.
其实我们的身体呢，就是代表我们自己。
Our body represents ourselves.
神喜悦我们呢，毫无保留的把我们自己献给神。
God is delighted we give ourselves completely to Him.
因为在撒母耳记上里面十五章二十二节说，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，喜悦人听从他的话呢，听命信誉献祭，顺从信誉供养的自由。
And it's just like in First Samuel chapter 15, and is God, does God delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
身体不但只代表我们自己整个人呢，身体呢也代表了我们是献上我们的行动。
Our body not just represent ourselves, it also represents action.
所以呢，神不是说，其实保罗是强调一个事情，就是你不要只是在口头上面呢说我是奉献给神的，你要有行动表现出来。
Paul is emphasizing here, you will not just make your offerings from the lips, give your body to God. You also have this action to give yourself.
所以如果你只是告诉神，哎呀，我愿意为你传福音，但是你没有行动去证明出来，只是你没有达到你奉献这个心。
It's just like if you tell God I'm willing to evangelize for God, but I never put this into action. Actually, you didn't do anything for God.
在第一节里面呢，保罗用了三个形容词来形容这个祭物。
In verse 1, Paul used three words to describe the sacrifices.
第一呢，他形容呢这个祭是一个活祭。
The first he described this sacrifice as a living sacrifice.
那么他的意思就是强调我们要为神而活。
And he's focusing, emphasizing on we should live for God.
你知道啊，为神而活比起为神而死呢？是更难的。
You know that live for God is much difficult than die for God.
我们记得彼得呢，他曾经告诉耶稣：“我愿意为你死。”
We remember Peter once told Jesus Christ, "I'm willing to die for you."
但是过了几个小时呢，他三次不认主耶稣。
And after several hours, he denied the Lord three times.
因为你为主死呢，可能是一时的冲动。
Because you die for Christ is just one time emotionally.
但是如果你为神而活呢，是每一天的不断的一个奉献。
But live for God is every day sacrificing offering.
你在你的工作上面可能面对不公平。
And you might have some
你可能呢在人与人之间呢上面有冲突。
And you might have conflict with others.
但是如果你知道你是为神而活的时候，你就必须要每一天的把自己献给神。
But if you know that you live for God and you will offer yourself daily for God.
这个这个呢就是在好像呢我们刚刚念罗马书十四章的第八节里面所讲。
This is just like we read in the beginning, Romans chapter 14:8.
我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死，所以我们或活或死总是主的人。
If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
第二个形容词呢，保罗在这边呢讲到这个这个祭物呢是一个圣洁的祭物。
And the second word describes the sacrifice is the word holy.
我们知道呢，在圣经里面，圣洁的意思呢就是分别为圣的意思。
And we know the meaning of holy in Bible, it means
在咒怨里面呢，你要奉献给神呢，这些祭物必须要是没有残疾的。
And in the Old Testament, the sacrifices, the animal sacrifices to offer to God must be the one without any blemish.
所以呢，如果你是一个牧羊人呢，哈，你要在你的羊圈里面呢，拿一个祭物献给神呢，你不单指这个祭物在出生这一天它是没有残值，你要保护这个祭物从它出生到它奉献的这段日子都没有任何意外发生在它身上。
And if you want to sacrifice the animals in the Old Testament, not only when the animal is born without any blemish, the farmer needs to keep that, the shepherd needs to keep themvery healthy and keep them not get hurt so he can be offered.
这个也是我们当你奉献给神的时候我们要保护自己远离罪。
So that tells us if we want to offer ourselves to God, we need to keep us away from sin.
你要不断的小心不走进这些犯罪的可能你才可以成为一个圣洁的祭物奉献给神。
You need to keep yourself carefully, do not get close to the evil so you can make yourself holy sacrifices to God.
所以呢，无论我们好像你平常讲话你待人的态度这些我们都要保守我们才可以成为一个圣洁的礼物献给神。
So your dailyattitude toward others, these are all can be sacrifices to God every day.
最后一个形容词呢，是讲到了这是神所喜悦的。
And the last word describes the offering as it's pleasing.
这个祭物最大的目的就是讨神的喜悦。
The whole purpose of sacrifice is to please God.
我们不要呢，好像奉献的原因就是为了呢自己好像人家看你好像是一个很属灵的一个人。
Do not make this a reason. It's just like you offer this yourself to God so you may look spiritual in front of others.
不要把侍奉神呢成为一个好像在人面前的一个表演一样。
Do not make it a show that when you serve God.
最主要的是神喜不喜悦你的奉献。
The most important is if God is pleased by your offering.
神希望我们把自己献给他，完全没有保留的为他而活。
God wants us to give ourselves completely to Him, not any less in ourselves.
他希望我们一生人为他而活。
He wants us our whole life.
你有没有觉得这个要求你不觉得太过分了吗？
Don't you think this is too much?
但是呢，保罗说呢，我们如此侍奉呢，乃是理所当然的。
But Paul said here, this is our true and proper worship.
原因就是，虽然神要求我们这么高，但是神也是同样的把自己毫没有保留的奉献给我们
了。The reason is, even though God asks us seems much, but God Himself gave Himself to us completely.
罗马书八章的三十二节说：“神自不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？”
Romans chapter 8 verse 32 said, If God who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
神对我们的要求不是过分的。
God's requirement for us is not something that we think is too much.
因为他对我们的爱也是没有保留的。
Because God loves without any scale.
我记得呢，我念完大学的时候，出来工作的时候呢，我就希望好像我们刚刚念这个《刺客列传》里面的玉样一样。
When I just graduated from college and start working, I want to be like the people like I just mentioned the story 玉样。
我希望呢，我在人生里面呢，也找到一个主人呢，好像玉样的主人智伯一样呢，怎么爱惜他的。
I want to meet a master just like a 玉让 has the master of 玉让。
我告诉我自己，如果我找到兼职的主人呢，我也会为他没有保留的为他工作。
And I told myself, if I have this kind of master, I will work for him without any fail.
最后怎么样呢？我发觉呢，我找不到兼职的老板。
I found out I never can find such boss.
遇到困难的时候呢，也是个人为了自己的利益的离开。
And when there's a problem or difficulties, then everybody just seeks for his own.
后来呢，我回头再看的时候，我了解为什么我找不到好像玉样的主人一样呢。
And when I turn back to look, why I can't find a master?
原因很简单呢，就是我不是玉样啊。
The reason is very simple. I myself is not 玉样。
我只是一个很普通、很普通的一个人。
I'm just a very ordinary people.
所以这个很自然，你就会不会找到一个人怎么爱护你。
Of course, you cannot find a very outstanding people who loves you.
但是后来我却想到，创造天地万物的主，他虽然看见我这么普通的平凡的一个人，他却为我死在十字架上。
And later I understand the God who created the universe, and he's Almighty God. He died for me on the cross.
如果我的神愿意为我死。难道我不愿意为他活吗？
I'm such an ordinary person. If God wants willingly die for me, why can't I live for him?
我们一起祷告。
Let us all pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们知道罗马书十二章的第一到第二节是神你对我们的一个劝勉。这个是我们每一个人在人生里面都要考虑要做一个决定的一个决定。
This is a decision everybody encountered in their life.
就是我要为谁而活。
Who I want to live for?
我们要为自己而活还是为神而活。
Do we want to live for ourselves or we want to live for God?
愿意当我们去尽力神你福音的大能的时候，我们想起神你对我们的慈悲怜悯的时候，我们会愿意把自己全然的奉献给神。
When we experience the almighty power of God's salvation and His grace and mercy, and we will want to live for God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And listen to our prayer, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.